Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you today on this awesome Sunday, saying welcome one, welcome to all to our gospel show here today, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer praises, and all that good stuff as we get going here on May 7th, 2023 with another gospel show. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to shout. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good message from Pastor Bonnet today and a little bit of Bloodhound of Scripture and all those good things today. Maybe even hear six, tap it out for the Lord. Who knows? We'll find out. And so first off, who we got with us, and how is your mental today?
Well, I'm great. I got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels. I got you, Brother Six, Nicole, and Bride and Joy with just little old me.
Well, Ruth, how's your mental doing?
I think a 10 today.
All right. Well, Sister Queen Nye, I should say. How's your mental doing?
Is my mic open?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Ruthie, correction. It is Queen Nye or Nikhil, not Nicole. I do not like being called Nicole at all.
I need to wake up today, sweetheart.
She's
a beautiful
woman. Please do.
She didn't get her coffee. That's what her problem is. She didn't get her coffee.
Okay, well,
yet.
You have to get your coffee, my dear. All right. My mental is about an 8. I'm between an 8 and a 10. I'll say that.
All right. Well, hopefully by the end.
About my mom.
All right. Well, hopefully by the end of the show, that number will go to the top. Amen. All right. Sister Ruth said we have Pride and Joy. How are you doing today, and what's your mental?
I'm awesome and amazing, and my mental is a 9. I'm going to say 9 today.
All right. And, well, now, Brother Six, how about you?
Well, my mental is a 10. I have my cocoa. I have my coffee cakes, and I'm above ground. Meaning this is not a recording, I'm here. I made the woke list. It gets no better than that. So thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Welcome, everyone. 10.
Amen. And I'm doing a 10 today and 6. It may be me, but I also may be a ghost. You know, I could have went to Boulder University.
I've been watching so much Heartland that I think I'm stuck on the show, and they have a horse named Ghost on there. I said, you know what? They need to change the name because that horse, I don't think so, Ghost.
Yeah. You know, could have went to Boulder University and got a degree in scareology and hauntology.
Right, right.
So ain't I really scary?
Yeah. So, switch up today, no coffee, cocoa today, with Hostess Coffee Cake. That's my beverage and snack for the show. Coffee cake is good.
I'm going to have to get a nice recipe for that.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but however they make it, it's delicious.
All righty.
So, ready for a great show. Just
all right.
Amen.
That was coming next, Six, and good thing you mentioned that because that's just exactly where I was headed next. So, everybody, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our scripture reading. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for another day. In you, we have another way. And Lord Jesus, we right now turn the wheel of this here program over to you, Lord Jesus. We're just going to sit back, enjoy the ride, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord Jesus, if you take the wheel, Lord Jesus, everything will go according to your perfect will and your perfect way, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we first ask for that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you to help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Success Radio Network, we ask a special blessing. Do pray, Lord Jesus, so we can keep on going on for you, Lord Jesus, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, who believe in you, we ask you the same blessing, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on going on for you, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, first off, for the family and friends, Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort them, Lord Jesus, as they may have lost someone due to COVID-19. We ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, we ask you to touch them and heal them according to your word and your will and your way, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about in the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we've got mail for you, because, Lord Jesus, we certainly need to learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. And then, of course, we always want to remember all those out there who have prayer requests. And real quick here, we're going to take a few prayer requests so that we can remember out there those that have them. And first of all, I want to remind people of Maggie Bulfer in Scotland, who has taken on the Success Radio Network as her church. She's recently been in the hospital. I forget what she said it was. It was something about her sodium levels went out of haywire, so she needs prayer for that and her blood pressure. So be praying for that, that she gets better. And then, of course, for the blind ministry, for the needs there, for all the teams here, the Success Radio Network, the different preachers, that God gives them messages that would be challenging to each individual. And that's my prayer request.
Okay. Well, my prayer request is always for mankind. That includes everyone, my family, your family, my friends, your friends, myself, my mental, my strength, my health, and my ankles as I take on these tap dance lessons. I never know how strong ankles you have to do those tap dance lessons, because it's different flexions that you're doing with your feet when you're doing the different shuffles and falafels and all that stuff. So got to have those strong ankles and just mental clarity and creativity. Amen.
Amen. All right. Queen Nye, what do you got for us?
I'm just praying for my family, for the two losses that we've had recently, and strength for me. I mean, I've had strength through it all. I just feel like I'm still numb and haven't been able to really grieve, and that's I don't know what to say with that right now. But other than that, just praying for my family, Charles' family, the Six Eyes Radio Network family, and all those that are connected to us and around the world. Amen. I'm complete.
All right. Sister Ruth, what do you got for us?
Well, I've been involved with the Voice of the Martyrs, and we're praying for persecuted Christians. Barnabas Aid is another one that tries to help in that area. I can't afford to contribute, but I do like to at least pray over them right now until someday we can get a little better finances. I'm going to a pain management doctor on the 12th, and I'm also getting a vascular test because I've been having leg cramps pretty bad. So that's pretty much it, and still praying for Kenny too.
All right. Pride and Joy, what do you got for us?
I want to pray for the whole white world as a whole. I want to pray for each and every one of them. I want to pray for our families. I want to pray for the sick. The sick and shut-in list, God, I'm going to continue to pray for those. Pray for the ones that have cancer. Pray for the ones that are battling with not only COVID, but all types of virus. I want to pray for those. I'm going to continue to pray for our leaders and our leaders of the world. I also pray for the ones in the White House that they make decisions for all of us, not just for their side. So I'm going to pray for those as well. Continue to pray for those. I want to pray for strength for the ones that need strength. Today, I want to pray for healing for the ones that need healing in their bodies, their mind. I'm going to continue to pray for those. Continue to pray for our enemies. Continue that we show the agape love and love as God would want us to have, the love that we love in spite of what others do to us. So I want to continue to pray for that. And just continue to pray for Six Eyes Radio Network and continue to just pray for everyone today. Amen.
Amen. All right. So with that, now let's get into our scripture reading of the day. And then, Queen Nye, you got the music for us today?
No.
Okay. Well, we got it on this end. I just wanted to check one way or another. Okay, so we'll go ahead, get into our scripture reading, and then we'll get right into the music.
Get your coffee, Ken. I explained that to you earlier.
No problem. We got it.
Amen.
Verses 1 to 10. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Behold, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawareness who were before the old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though yea, once having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering and vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreams defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of deities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in these things they were corrupt themselves. And this was Jude, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very lifty one today. Amen. Thank you, Emily.
Yep. All right. We're going to do six. We wanted you to give a real quick prayer over the prayer requests that were given right there. After, you know, when we requested all the prayer requests, we're going to have you do that, then we'll get right into the music.
All right. Well,
may I give a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am.
Please do.
Amen. Yes, sir. Give an honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is my everything, and I repent of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease the Lord, of I ask him for his forgiveness. I solicit your prayers. Amen. For Pastor Mary Gobain, amen, that was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Pastor Mary Gobain, and I also solicit your prayers, amen, for every doctor's appointment, every procedure, every surgery, and solicit your prayers for all of our children, and solicit prayers for gun violence, and solicit your prayers for breakthroughs and miracles, healing, and deliverance in our land, and definitely solicit your prayers for rule number 8, walking by faith, a new beginning, those coming in and those going out, and the misguided your family and empire, room 1-99, that the Lord continue to bless thee above all, and write his words plainly of our hearts, that I might not stand against thee. And I pray as well for 6 Eyes Radio Network and all other squad members in the crew as a whole, from A to Z, Z to A, where nobody is left out. We just continue to pray much for my children, and let us pray for this country as a whole, every mankind. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, first off, we want to pray for Ruthie. We want to pray for her her headaches. We want to pray that her circulation gets better with her legs. As she sees what's going on with her legs, as they do the vascular test to make sure there's no blood clots, I want to pray over that. And so we want to pray for Nikkel and her losses of her mom and her cousin. Just pray her strength. Have her to take grief counseling, because I think that'll be very beneficial for her. And it's still fresh. So just know, you know, they say when they leave you, they're still with you. Even though they left, they're still with you. Energy never dies. So they're still with you. Pride and joy, praying for the sick and shut-in, praying for the world, mankind, praying for people's personalities, attitudes, and just praying for mankind as whole. So we ask that prayer for her. Also, you guys have Clayton, the pastor, the young lady with the diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. We want to definitely pray for her. God is a healer, and he can turn it around. For the Six Eyes Radio Network team, every need be met that they need, whether physical, spiritual, financially, have all those needs met, and any prayers for their family met. Also, my family, praying for my family and mankind. And this is the act of Jesus' name. Amen. I didn't leave anybody out, did I? No, I didn't. Amen.
Amen.
You got to hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know. It's going to happen. Though it seems it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. Yeah. gonna happen. Oh, sweet.
we see that it's possibly Sister Bonnet out there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. God bless everyone.
All righty. We're just waiting on Pastor Bonnet here. We're just playing a few more songs until he gets here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you got any prayer requests for us, Mrs. Bonnet?
Continue to pray just for the world. And also my family, my dad, you know, he has Alzheimer's. And I'll be traveling to Jacksonville this weekend for a month. So pray for my safe travels also.
Amen.
And pray for Tipper. You hear him barking back here.
Hey, Tipper.
He's praising the Lord. He's praising the Lord.
Yes, he is. We got to get him and Chanel together so they can praise the Lord together. Amen. So how's your mental doing this evening, afternoon?
Could you repeat?
How is your mental doing this beautiful afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. My mind is healed. Body is healed. I'm doing awesome. And then
right,
I forgot, you do have a little angel. So, yes, they can praise God together. We're just going to have to get them together, praise God together.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 10, where would you put your mental? 1 to 10.
Right now, probably about I say 8, you know.
Okay.
But still, you know, keep me lifted up in prayer. I had something to happen, but I have to forgive. I have to still love. So God's still working on me. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored, and I thank God for it. As my husband said, another woke day. He gave me another day to live. And I just thank God for life.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. When I get up, thank you, Lord, for making me wake the woke list. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Sister. Good morning, Brother. That's my everyday prayer when I wake up walking through the house.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. I just thank God to hear all y'all on the prayer line, and we all make the woke list.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. God bless to hear you, evangelist. And Sister Ruth and Sister Mikhail, I just, God bless you all. I just love to hear from you all every week. Y'all just bless my soul. And I just thank God for you all.
Yeah. God bless you too.
Yeah. Pride and Joy and Nicole. There, Pride and Joy is here.
And Nicole, hi Nicole, how you doing? God bless you.
He's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
Not here yet.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I heard Evangelist right there, that powerful woman of God. I heard on the phone. I just, woo.
God bless you, Lady Bonnet. It's always good to hear you. Amen.
Oh, yes, Mama. I just love hearing your voice. I know we're going to praise God today. Yeah. So, Brother Charles, thank you for giving me the opportunity just to even say something. That just made me feel even more feel a little bit better, you know. So my mental done went up another notch. So thank you.
All right, now. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes,
I'm going to
go ahead and hush
for
y'all.
I'm
going to play y'all music.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, we got a song that may even notch it up another notch that says everything's going to be all right, okay. And so here we go.
Amen.
Everybody get up and dance. Well, that sounds beautiful.
Well, we'll first play a commercial, and then we'll get that song in.
Hi, I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Christian, too.
You know, in order to influence the world, we have to learn how to connect with them.
Oh, that's great. You know, I can connect. I'm bilingual.
Wow, you speak two languages.
Yeah, I speak English and Christianese.
Chinese, that's cool.
No, not Chinese, Christianese.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's because they don't teach it in school.
Huh. Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell. Can you give me an example?
Well, I'd love to, but in order to show you how, I'd have to have someone here.
Well, that's great. Meet my friend Lauren.
Oh, you brought a friend.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You
need to get saved.
Saved from what?
What I'm trying to say is you need to be born again.
So are you talking about like reincarnation or?
Look, if you don't get set, or if you're not born again, look, you basically, you just have to turn or burn, okay? Turn or burn.
Look, what my friend's trying to say is, Jesus wants to have a real relationship with you and be a part of your life.
Oh, I get it.
See? I told you everyone understood Christianese.
Happy
And welcome to our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
Yay!
Yay! It is time for the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I apologize for my late arrival on today. I am traveling again. I'm actually traveling right now, so I'm going to need a reader today so I can minister this word of truth. I'll try to get to a position where I can pull off the road here, but I didn't find nowhere where I can pull over and just minister. And being that I'm traveling, I'm following the GPS, trying to make sure that I go where I need to be going and not going anywhere else. Amen.
Well, Pastor Bonnet, you got a reader. You just give the scriptures, reset, you'll read them.
Yeah. All right. That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. At least until I can pull it over and talk about this subject, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen, somebody. Somebody
Amen.
Say it with me. The person,
Amen.
The person of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, what I am saying today is the Holy Spirit is not an it, is not an impersonal object. It is not something from the cosmos. It is not karma. It is not any of these superficial statements referencing what people do not understand. But the Holy Spirit is the third part of the Godhead, which is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let me be clear. Pastor Bonnet is not speaking, and he is not teaching that there are three gods. That is monotheism. We do not believe in monotheism as Christians. We believe what Deuteronomy tells us, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And so since God is one, he says, I am the first and the last. And we'll see this reference made not only by God the Father, but that reference was also made concerning the person of Jesus Christ. And then we see it also referencing them being one in the same spirit. So as we journey together in this teaching, we're going to take our time and we're going to, I hear some static. I don't know if it's coming from my line or it's coming from somebody else's line on the line. But nevertheless, we're not talking about something that somebody that's not a person. We're talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave at his ascension in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, when he gave us the assignment, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy. Now, many say, well, that just don't make sense. How can you explain that? How can God be the Father, and God be the Son, and God be the Holy Spirit? How is that so? These other religions, they God seem to make sense. You know, when you look at Buddha, Krishna, and all these other gods, they are rationally explained and understood. But this God you're talking about, this Hebrew God, this Jewish God, this God of Israel, he is something that cannot be explained. Well, I say to you that if you can explain God and how God became God and how God became who he is, then you may be God. But since you really can't, the only thing we can do is give you things to give you an idea of what type of God God is. I said, wow, John 1:1 says to us, in the beginning was the Word. Matter of fact, let's turn there and we'll start there in John 1:1. And although that wasn't my starting scripture, it fits right now where I am in John 1:1. And
in the beginning was the Word. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Read.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Read.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Read.
All things were made by him, and without him, everything was made by God.
All things.
Go ahead, Twitter.
The Chinese was made by him.
All things.
Yeah, without him was not anything made that was made, so God did it all.
The Caucasian was made by him.
Yeah.
All things.
Amen. You go, honey.
The giraffe was made by him.
All things.
Yeah. Without him was not anything made that was made, yeah.
So Zeus didn't make folks in his image. Y'all ain't gonna work with me.
Now.
All things, it's called a read-along church. Back in the day, that's the way we used to teach. The old preacher come out the field and he would go into church and he would have one of them good speakers and they would just sit there and read the word for him, and he would preach the word as he would elaborate on the word of God as they read through the book. Why? Because not only is the Bible our instruction before we leave this earth, but it is the very thing that gives us to know the nature and character of God Almighty. Why? Because God is someone that it is hard to explain in the natural. Why? Because we are carnal in our thinking. And in order to really understand who God is, we have to go beyond our common thinking. And we have to think like the Spirit of God, but we can't think like the Spirit of God if we don't know God. And if we don't know God, then how can we justify who God is and what God does? And only through reading the Word of God can we truly identify with a genuine God. And if God says that's who he is, then whether we understand it or not, it is who he is. Genesis starts off with us very simple and very clean. It says in the beginning. That means there was a start to all of this. And in the start of all of this, God. It doesn't tell us how God became God. It don't tell us that anything other than the nature of God. When we read it in its original writing, it says Elohim. God, there is Elohim. And that word Elohim is his plural form. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in Genesis 1:1, we read very simple. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, here we go, y'all. And the Spirit, the who? The Spirit, what kind of Spirit? Of God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In other words, we believe, many scholars believe this as well, we believe between verses 1 and 2 is where Satan had his fall and was released from the heaven rain, and he fell to earth as lightning. And in the fall of him, there was such a destructive magnitude that destroyed so much of the earth that there was nothing but darkness, and it was unformed. It was uninhabited. Glory to God. And in the midst of all of that, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. In other words, God made a place that he was going to send Satan until to the judgment day. And he said, I'm going to do something new, and I'm going to do something different. And he prepared himself, even before this, a body. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to die for mankind, that I know when I make them, they're gonna rebel, they're gonna go on their own, they're gonna do their own thing, they're gonna renounce me, sin is gonna be part of their nature, but I will redeem them and claim them for myself, and I'm gonna do it myself through my Spirit and through my Son, glory to God, and through myself. And he said, I am the only one that's going to do it. I'm not going to do it through any. There's no angel that died for you and I. There's no angel that made a sacrifice that we may live. Glory to God. It was simply the blood of Christ that paid the price of atonement for our sins. And the only way we can get to God the Father is through Jesus. And the only way we can get to Jesus is through God. And the only way we can understand any of that is through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. That's why in Matthew 12, it tells us that the only unpardonable sin, that means the sin that won't be forgiven, glory to God, is the one that blasphemes the Holy Spirit. And what is that blaspheming? That is denying the Spirit of God. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he is the Spirit of truth. And if you deny the Spirit of truth, then falsehood will be your life. Glory to God. If you deny truth, then lie is what you will build everything upon. Glory to God. So when you hear those that say, well, this is a good religion, this is a good religion, yeah, there's many roads to heaven, there's many good people, all of those things sound good. But I remind you that the scripture said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends are the means of death. And so if we're to understand anything, we got to understand just because it sounds good don't mean it is good. Everything that shines ain't gold. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's some stuff that shines real good, but it wasn't gold. Glory to God. And so we have to understand that if we're to walk in the Spirit of God, we got to have his Spirit. So now we're going to be talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And as we talk about him, we got to break some things down so that we have the right understanding. We're not going to rush through this. We have all month long to talk about him. He is worthy to be talked about. Amen, somebody. And so I got it right here. I done pulled over. I'm in a safe spot. Glory to God. My AC is running. I feel pretty good. Glory to God. Amen. And John chapter 3, verse 17. It tells us, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. We know salvation comes through Christ. But God, the salvation comes through Christ. But if you need to live holy, if we're to remain in Christ, we need the Holy Ghost. I know the teaching is you can't lose the Holy Spirit. You can't lose it. I can't lose my skin. Amen. I can't lose my skin. My skin is a part of me. I can't lose it. I'm a brown fella today, yesterday, and forevermore. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. But there's something they call bleaching of the skin. Mm-hmm. And you can bleach all of that out of you, and I won't be brown anymore. Glory to God. So there's something you can do that Jesus won't leave you, but you can leave him. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. But that's why there's so many warnings through the New Testament for us not to listen to it. It's about that. Who have bewitched you, that you should believe a lie. Glory to God. So there's some things that can happen to you through false teachers, false doctrines of demons, that if you follow them enough, you will renounce Christ. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. You will renounce him. Glory to God. That those people that was at Georgetown, they believed that man. They followed that man.
Yes,
but that man took them somewhere else, and they left the Bible behind. And when they left the Bible behind, they left God's presence behind. They left the presence of God behind. And all of them people brought poison and killed themselves. Suicide. Mm. You can't tell me them folk going to heaven. Glory to God. When they keep it in their heart and walked away from God. God didn't walk away from them. They walked away from him.
That's right.
Glory to God. There was 120 disciples that followed Jesus at one time, but they went away after he talking about you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. They said, who can follow this? And they walked away. Why did they walk away? Because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. They didn't have the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, it's hard to stay on the straight and narrow. It's hard to stay on the straight and narrow. It's hard to live right in your own flesh. Because if you can live right by yourself, Jesus needed not have to die. If you can get right by yourself, if there was a way that we could have gotten it together through the law, then Jesus would have never had to shed his precious royal blood. Jesus would have never had to come and be humiliated and been brutalized and been abused by the creature that he made. He would have never had to do it, but because we got it, can't have it. Because we got it, can't get right. Because we can't fix ourselves, he had to do what nobody else could do. And that's to show us how to live right, how to trust God, how to obey God. But guess what Jesus had the Holy Ghost. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. The John said, I bear witness, glory to God. I bear witness, glory to God. He said, and when I baptized Jesus, he said, I saw the Spirit of the Lord descending upon him as a dove, glory to God. And a voice from heaven came and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So the three were bearing witness right then and right there in John. John chapter 5 to let us know there are three that bear record in heaven. Glory to God. Slow down, preacher. Glory to God. And so we see him. My goodness gracious is God. Glory to God. So we got to have the Holy Spirit. And so today we want to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, part one. In the book of, glory to God, I want to read Acts. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 9 and 12. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the thing which God prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. By his what? His Spirit.
Yeah.
For the Spirit searches all things. How many things? All things. There's
all
nothing
things
that we can bring to God that he already don't know about. There's no issues that we can have that God can't resolve on our behalf. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep thing. That means the thing that you scared to tell your mama about, the stuff that you won't talk to your brother or your sister about, the stuff that you're so afraid that if they found out, they ain't going to look at you the same no more. That stuff. He said, yea, the deep thing. Oh, God, help me. Glory to God. He said, yea, the deep things of God. Glory to God. For what man knoweth the things of man, say the spirit of man, which is in him. So you and I got a spirit. So you and I are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. You and I, we are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. You and I, we are a spirit. So when people say, I'm just having a spiritual experience, that's the new phrase going around. I'm just having a spiritual moment. You are a spirit. The question is your spirit good or evil? The question is it holy or unholy? You are a spirit. Why? Because you are made in the image and likeness of God. And since God is a triune being, so are you and I as human beings. We have three parts of our nature. The part, though, is that we are not like God. We don't know how to separate. We can't separate. But guess what we do? Every now and then we talk to ourselves. Every now and then we ask ourselves, why did I do that? I don't understand what's wrong with me. And every now and then we ask ourselves, oh, God, I don't know what to do. Every now and then we go through those moments where we're talking to ourselves, we're trying to reason within ourselves, and is that not like what God did in the beginning? He said, and let us, glory. Who was he talking to? He wasn't talking to the angels. He wasn't talking to the creature that he made. He was talking to the ones. He was talking to himself because he was here before the beginning began. There was not time till God made time. Glory to God. So everything that God does is always on time because he made it. Hallelujah. I'll go back to your text, preacher. Go back to your text. And so we see here, verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God, Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely, how many, what kind of, freely given to us of God, without a charge. God has some things he wants to do for us without charge. But the only way we're going to know that is through his spirit. Acts chapter 5, and I must back up a little bit and just explain Acts was the apostles following the assignment of Jesus. He told them to tarry here in Jerusalem until the Comforter comes. And when the Comforter comes, he will teach you and lead you into all truth. And the Bible says that 10 days after Christ had ascended, and that was 50 days after his resurrection, they said that the disciples was placed in one accord, the upper room. And finally they had got in one accord, and the Bible says, and suddenly a sound from heaven came into the room where they were. And as fire, it fell upon them, the Spirit of God, and they received the Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in a unknown tongue. Now, why is that important? Let me just give you a little history lesson, just a little bit. Whenever a kingdom go into a land and take over that land, he changes the language of that land to his own. In other words, he says to the people, this is my language, and in order to communicate with me, you must learn my language. So he gives them a new language. This is why speaking in tongues has its purpose on a whole nother level that you don't even realize how significant it is. Because when you are speaking in tongues led by the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is making intercession for us on behalf of us based on what is needed in our current situation. And he has the language that gives him the right to stand before the King, God the Father. Glory to God. And so it is needful that we have the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is also God. And because he's God, we can't lie to him. That means when we're talking with the Holy Spirit that's within us, you're saved now, you're born again, God is giving you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you inwardly in giving you assignments and charges from Almighty God. When your spirit, your flesh, your mind, your soul agrees to do what the Spirit of the Lord had told you to do, you have not made an agreement to man, you have made an agreement to God. And so you came back out of it, even though others may say, well, you're all right, you can do this, you can do that. No. You can't do just what you want to do when you are born again child of God, because you are now being led by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you will present your bodies a living sacrifice, living sacrifice. That means if it don't cost you nothing, it don't mean nothing. That means if what you're doing don't really mean nothing to you, it don't mean nothing to God. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Know ye not that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit, whose you are? For you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. And what we don't understand is we have been purchased by the blood of Christ. And we have been added into the royal family that gives us the spirit of adoption, whereby we have the right to cry, Abba, Father, our provider, our source. Glory to God. And we have that right to call upon God because the Holy Spirit bear witness in our spirit that Jesus is risen from the dead. And we accept that. And with our mouth, we have confessed. And with our heart, we believe. And so we have received the atonement. And it's ours. And let no man steal it from you. Let no man convince you otherwise. It's yours. You can't lose it. But you can abuse the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Why? How can we grieve the Holy Spirit when we who have the Holy Spirit begin to ignore the Holy Spirit, not follow the Holy Spirit, not obey the Holy Spirit? There's a very story that I want to talk about. Many of you may know it. If you grew up in church, you done heard this story. But we're going to read it together. About 10 verses here in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. It says, Acts chapter 5, verse 1. And we're going to read 1 through 10. It says, but a certain, not anybody, a particular somebody, a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold their possessions. So what led up to this? the children of God, and they was inspired and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, those that had more than enough begin to sell stuff and give stuff to those that had received salvation that did not have adequate. And they were given to the apostle. They were given it to the church. So this was over and beyond their tithe. This was their offering. This was their free will offering. And in their free will offering, they're giving a gift, and many would sell their property. If they had three homes, they would sell one home and take the proceeds from that and give it to the apostles and allow the apostles to distribute it as they saw needed in the church. In other words, they weren't there saying, well, hey, I need you to put my money here. I need you to put my money there. They weren't. No. They released the fund. And so those that was doing this, this was happening so much to, and they were giving, it got to a point where the apostles had to say, hey, y'all don't bring no more. We got more than what we can handle. Everybody got now. Y'all can stop. But before that happened, this incident took place. Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy, that means she knew, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, in other words, Peter, the servant of God, receiving the offering, he received the offering, and the Holy Spirit tells him there's not all of it. In other words, Ananias and his wife had already agreed with the Holy Spirit that they were going to sell this property, and they were going to give the proceeds all to the church. But that was their private agreement with God. Let's go on and read. Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Uh-oh. Now, the Holy Ghost had to be a person because you can't lie to the wall. I know you can tell your wall, hey, bedroom, I'm going to paint you blue, and you paint it red. Well, it ain't going to know no different because it has no life. It has no feelings, no emotions. It is an inanimate object. But God is a person. And when you make a promise to God, you must fulfill that promise. That's why the scripture tells them not to make a vow unto God, because to make a vow and to break it, it's worse than if you would have did nothing at all. He says, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Then he break it down to him. He lets him know, man, you think you're lying to us. You think you're pulling the wool over my eyes. You know, when you say I'm going to be a tither, you commit to your local church to be a faithful tither in that church, and you take that church, you take to your church $5. That means you saying you only made 50, and you know you made $500. You ain't lying to the pastor. You're not lying to the deacon board. You're lying to God. Because once you make a commitment to God, he holds you accountable. And there are things that happen to us now because we have broken our vows unto God. But the move of the Holy Spirit was so strong and so privileged at this time. This is what happened. Peter is speaking to Ananias. He said, while it remained, was it not your own? In other words, when you had the land, that was your land. You had every right to sell it or not to sell it. When they paid you the money for it, you had the right to say, I'm only going to give this much and not that much. You had the right because it belonged to you. See, God is not impersonal. He's not sympathetic. Perhaps Ananias made more off of it than he thought. And greed got a hold of his heart. Maybe he was thinking he was going to get 50 pieces of silver, and they gave him 70 pieces of silver. And he decided to keep the overflow. When all of it was healed from the beginning. In other words, when he went to give the gift, all he had to say, hey, I sold the land, but I'm only going to give this portion of it. This is what Peter is explaining to him now. Verse 4. While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not thy own power? Why hast thou conceived? In other words, that conceived, that's a pregnant term. When a woman conceived, that means something, that means a man's seed has penetrated her egg, and something now is growing. Glory to God. He said, why have thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Why have you let this new child be born? Why have you let this demon seed be born, this demonic seed be born? Why are you giving birth to the things of the devil? Oh, I know y'all don't like that, but it's right here in the book. I ain't nowhere else. I'm in the book. That's what the text says. Read it in your off time at your leisure. It's still going to say the same thing. It's been saying it for almost 2,000 years. It says, why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men. Uh-oh. Thou hast not lied to men. In other words, you ain't just lying to us, but unto God. Unto who? God. Verse 3 said, Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost to keep part of the price. And he says in verse 4, thou hast not lied to men, but unto God. So the Holy Ghost is God. So who is the Holy Spirit? He's the Spirit of God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. In other words, gave up his spirit. In other words, he departed from here. Now, I'm not saying that Ananias went to hell. Don't get me twisted. I'm saying Ananias' life on earth ended, was short-lived because he lied to God. And if you want your life to be shortened on this earth, lie to God. Keep playing with God if you want to. The scripture already told us, be cold or hot, for the lukewarm he spew out. Either you're with God or you ain't. You can't play the dozen. You can't play church on Sunday and live like hell on Monday. It don't work that way. And when we play with the Holy Spirit, when things happen to us a certain way, understand this. when we keep rejecting the truth, the Bible said that he gave them up to a reprobated state of mind. Reprobate means that you no longer can control your own mind. When you keep playing with the Holy Spirit, the consequences, while you yet here in this earth, you won't be in control of your life. In your own sanity, in your own peace. Let's not play with the Holy Spirit. He is not one to be played with. After a while, the Bible tells us we can talk against God the Father and be forgiven. We can talk about God the Son and be forgiven. You can be a murderer and repent and receive salvation and be forgiven and go to heaven. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. You could be a child molester. And we think you need a worse punishment. But if you repent and ask God to save your ungodly soul, he will do it. And you will go to heaven. Now, there's some prices you're going to have to pay in this earth, but you're still going to make it to heaven. All because you repented. You could be anything you wanted to be. But if you become a blasphemer of the Holy Spirit, that means once you come into the knowledge of the Spirit of God and you reject his Spirit, there is no forgiveness. Now, you ain't got to like it. I didn't write it. Pastor Bonnet did not write this. I wrote none of this. So if you mad, that's all right. You ain't mad with me because I ain't writing. I'm just resounding what it says. You ain't got to like it. But you're going to have to agree with the Holy Ghost because he is the Spirit of truth. And if we are to be in truth, we have to believe the truth. And the truth is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the truth of who God is and his plan for mankind. Let me go on. I think I got a couple more verses on that to read. And so Bible says, and hearing these words, he fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wrapped him up, and carried him out and buried him. In other words, they buried him the same day. He didn't even have a funeral. That was it. He died in the church lying to God. And they just wrapped him up. Took him on to the burial site, put him in the grave, because it was over. Verse 7, and it was about the space of 3 hours. You know, that was my wife did while I wasn't on the line. She called, she texted me, let me know, baby, where you at? I saw the text pop while I'm riding. Because she like, I ain't heard from you. Well, yeah, that ain't all right. And society, she didn't have no cell phone back then, so she had to go looking for him. He ain't showed back up. She done cooked lunch, and he ain't showed back up to eat. She knew something was wrong. So she said, maybe he got to church and got happy. And he's standing around learning some stuff. Let me go get him, let him know I got his food ready. And so she ain't knowing what's going on. She's been looking for her husband. But this is the unity between her and her husband in doing what they did. Verse 7, that, and it was a space about 3 hours when his wife, not knowing what was done, came into the place of worship, came into the place where they were gathered together in the name of the Lord. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. In other words, if it was 50, again, if it was 50 pieces of silver, hey, Peter said, hey, Sophia, hey, did you and your husband sell this land for 50 pieces of silver? Now, they sold it for 70. And she said, yeah, we sold it for 50. That's it. She didn't say, I don't know, you got to talk to my husband. She didn't do none of that. She didn't say, and she didn't tell the truth. She said, nah, we held on to some of it. I'm sorry. I told him I need some new wigs. You know, I got to look good on next week. You know, I need a new dress, new hat, some new shoes. And since they paid us more, you know, I just told him to hold on to some of it. You know, she ain't say none of that. She agreed because they had agreed together to deceive the fellowship. And they deceived the fellowship in the moving of the Holy Spirit. Bible tells us to recognize our time of visitation. And so that means the Spirit of God will visit us mightily. So in that time, great healings can take place. Great victories can take place. And it happened in the latter verses. After you read 11 and 12, and you'll see that great miracles took place because the Spirit of the Lord was there. But because he's the Spirit of truth, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in what? Truth. Lie and worship God. In other words, you can't be a whoremonger and stay a whoremonger and think you can worship God. No, you got to be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You used to be a whoremonger. Don't be a whoremonger no more. You used to be a prostitute. Don't be no prostitute no more. You used to be a drug dealer. You used to be an abuser of things. Don't be those things that are negative any longer. Those things that are ungodly, you have been freed. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Verse 8, Peter answered, tell me whether you sold the land for this much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye, that means you all, that ye have agreed together to tempt, to tempt the Spirit of the Lord. How is it to agree to tempt? That's why Jesus told Satan when he was being tempted in the wilderness. He said, when Satan said, cast yourself down, he said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he knows what's written. And he didn't allow Satan to renew his way in to make any exception just because he was this or that. And so here he says, why? He asked a simple question. He said, how is it? In other words, what went in your mind? What was in your heart that you would agree together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? He said, behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door. In other words, he just told your husband died for lying to God. And shall carry thee out, and you about to die too. Then fell she down straightway at his feet. He did not kill her. He did not kill the man. The Spirit of God withdrew from them, and they fell dead. The song, old song, you say, Lord, don't take your spirit from me, is built from this scripture. Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. Whatever happened in life, allow my enemy to do this, that, and other, but God, don't take your spirit from me. I can do anything. I can go through all things if your spirit remains with me. But if you depart your spirit from me, I'm worse than an infidel. Because now your hand that saved me, your hand that covered me and kept me from being demolished by the enemy, now I'm open game. And here's another thing. And what we fail to understand, and this is why we have to thank God for grace. Grace through the Spirit of God. When God the Father, if we are presented to God the Father without Christ's blood, we are judged, because the Heavenly Father is a judge, and he must judge sin. And the wages of sin is death. That's why we must accept Jesus Christ for our atonement and allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf as we're presenting ourselves to God. Then we are presented with that sacred lamb blood over our pulse of our heart. So death don't take us out. We can't play with the Holy Spirit. I know we got things going on right now, but you can't play with the Holy Spirit. You keep playing with fire, you're going to get burnt. Verse 10, then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. Ephesians 4 and 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The job of the Holy Spirit is to seal us. You know, he is that stamp of approval. He is that verification that we belong. Y'all done went to the club or to a carnival. You done went to an event, and you go in that event and you say, hey, I need to go out to the car. I want to go out. Can I come back in without another charge? They say, yes, let me put this stamp on your hand. And they put that stamp on your hand, and you can go and wash your hands and everything. That stamp will stay with you all day. That stamp will stay with you no matter what. Why? Because they done put their stamp of approval, so when you come back to the door, they're not looking for another charge to charge you again. You simply show that seal that says, hey, I've already paid the price. See, the Holy Spirit is that seal that says the price of sin has already been paid. That's what the Holy Spirit for us is. He's the seal that says it already has been paid. So now we have access to the throne room of grace to pray and to ask God for the sins, to petition heaven on our behalf. We can ask God because we have that seal. We can go before God. That is proof of our citizenship. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. See, I have the Holy Spirit. See, the blood is over my life. See, I have truly been redeemed. That's why if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You're new. You are new. Old things are passed away. Yes, you used to be no good. And without the Holy Spirit, you'll still be no good. But because God has given us the Spirit of truth, we don't have to be no good no more. We can now learn to be good. That's right. We can learn it. We can receive it because he would give us a new nature. And that new nature is not one that has a lust for sin, but has a desire to please God. That desire to please God is a desire to obey God. And the Holy Spirit in us will talk to us when we do things that's unpleasing to God. And so that we don't slip away, the Holy Spirit is there saying to us, no, that's not the way of the life. That's going to cost you your life. I believe there are many people who are in heaven now. Many people that are waiting on heaven now because they are asleep. That's what the apostle said. Beloved, I desire that you be not ignorant. They that die in Christ merely are asleep. So they are asleep, not necessarily enjoying heaven right now. They shall, because they have entered into eternity. But the Bible tells us that the same Spirit that quickened Jesus' body from the grave, that same Spirit in us at the day when the trump shall sound from heaven. And Jesus is not coming to set foot on the earth in what we call the rapture. He's coming to call the church home. And they, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Why? Because the Spirit of God didn't just stay with them while they were alive. The Spirit of God is with their bones because they are at rest. They are not dead. And because they are not dead, they are going to rise because the Spirit of God is in them. Loved ones that have died in Jesus Christ, they are not dead. They are alive. They are merely asleep until the time where the Holy Spirit will call their bodies to be quickened up. Well, what if they were cremated? They still had a body. And when they, what the Bible says, in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, they shall be transformed. So after we caught up with him, the transformation of these finite bodies that we have now transforms into our new glorified bodies. That means those that have died horrible death, drowned, all kinds of things, that died in Christ, the Spirit of God will raise them up. Even as Christ spoke and called Lazarus out the tomb. Don't care how you wrapped up, don't care how you tied up. When Christ called your name, whatever that you bound, going to have to loose you and let you go. And the job of the Holy Spirit is to make sure you stay free. That's his job. It's his job to teach me. It's his job to groom and develop me. That's why he said, I go, but I send you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you unprotected. I'm not going to leave you uncovered. I'm not going to leave you without a secure in this body. I can only be with you here. But in my glorified body, the spirit of me, now I can be with you always, wherever you may go. That's how I can be with you, low, and always I shall be with you, even to the end of the world. Why? Because now I'm in my glorified body, which put me back into where I can be omnipresent. Because I returned to the Father. And so because Christ has returned to the Father, he has sent and released to us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice what Matthew said. Jesus was talking to him. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your church, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? Wow. He didn't say how much more money God would give you, how much beauty God would give you, how much more fame, how much more popularity. He didn't say none of these. He simply said, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? In other words, the best thing that any of us can have outside of Christ is the Holy Spirit, who bears witness that Christ is alive.
Yes.
He bears witness to us. When we say our Redeemer lives, we're not speculating. We have an eyewitness who lives within us.
Amen.
And then the eyewitness says, he lives and he lives forevermore. Glory to God. And because he lives, I can live. I can face tomorrow. No matter what my troubles may be, I can live because my Redeemer lives.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Because my Redeemer lives, it don't matter how much you hate on me. They hated my Redeemer.
That's right.
They hated my Savior.
Thank you, God.
They started looking for him, was not looking for him.
Yes.
They were looking for an earthly king. They didn't realize.
Come on now.
That our heavenly king is better and greater.
Yes.
I'm not looking for material things. I'm looking for the presence of God.
God.
Because in the presence of God, there's peace.
That's
there's
it.
Wholeness. There's wealth. There's wellness. In the presence of God, there is liberty. And we have to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives to be our guide, to order our steps. And we can't grieve the Holy Spirit. I can't take the Holy Spirit down to the prostitute house. I can't even take the Holy Spirit down to my brother's wife's house.
I'm on here.
And I sure enough can't take the Spirit, Holy Spirit sexual house. I can't take the Holy Spirit because wherever I go, the Holy Spirit goes.
Teach, Pastor, teach.
That means if I go to the wine house, and you know they call wine and spirit. I'm taking the Holy Spirit around other spirits.
Yes, God.
You shouldn't even take the Holy Spirit down to the crack house. I should not take the Holy Spirit down to where disparity lives. How can I grieve the Holy Spirit by taking him where he don't belong?
That's right.
If I go down to Skid Row, I need to be going on a rescue mission.
Come on here.
If I go down to the liquor house, I need to be going on a rescue mission. If I go over here to the crack house, I need to be going to a rescue mission. If I go down to the pimp house, I need to be going on a rescue mission. There's somebody I need to be retrieving. that don't belong there.
Come on now. Decrease it.
The Bible tells us, you that are spiritual, restore. Restoration.
Restore.
We see our brothers, our sisters, our children. We see them in places down below. Somebody need to be on a rescue mission, but you need to spare them.
Come on here.
Because yes, you'll be like the son of the stealer. Go out to cast out devils. And they'll say to you, like he said to them, Jesus we know. Paul we know. But who are you? And if we don't have the Holy Ghost, they don't know us. Them demons don't know us. If we're not operating in the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
In other words, if we're not doing the Lord's business, we ain't been recognized in that kingdom. And they only recognize who been tearing up the houses in their kingdom. And so if we think we're going to go to the devil's kingdom and we don't have no power, we about to get tore up from the throw up.
You better come on here.
But if we
get
the power of God,
come on here.
The wicked say, if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. And so I like to say, religion, if God be for me, who?
Who?
That's the question of the day. Who can be against me? Lord, have mercy today. If God is for me, who has the power to overtake me? How you boasting in me? It's in God I boast. It's in him that I live and breathe and have my being. It is in God I have trusted. Not my own abilities, but it is in God. I'm moved by the power of God. So when I speak to demonic spirits, I command them in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointed one of Israel, the almighty one, who has overcome death and the grave, glory to God, who has power over life and death. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in him and you walk in him, glory to God. You have the love that abides within him. It shall abide within you. And you shall have that love one to your brother, to your neighbor, to one another. And this will verify that you belong to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
This will verify that you belong to God. I don't know whose side you're walking on.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't call it. It ain't for me to call.
That's
right. But you better know for your one self.
Come on, Keith.
You better know for your one self who you're walking with.
That's
the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? Glory to God. So if you being godly, I ain't saying you can't have people or friends or associates that's not saved yet. But that should be a plan of salvation. You should be living holy before them. You should be giving them something to desire. But if you living like you broken and tore up, and they looking at your life, and they trying to figure out if your God's supposed to be all of that, why you crying more than them? Why you sadder more than them? Why you on more medication than them? When they trying to figure out what is different between me and you, why should I join your side when my side seems all right? You got to give them something to walk. Glory to God. That's why we have to walk in the power of God. We got to walk in the power of God. We got to walk in the power, the strength, and the courage of God. And we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power unto salvation. Glory to God. We must stand for righteousness. If we don't stand for righteousness, we'll fall for anything.
I'm on here. I'm on teacher.
We got to live right. We got to live right, Faith. We got to live right. We got to live right. If we don't live right, you might make it into heaven. But some of us going to stand before judgment with bloody hands. You say what you say, preacher? I said some of us gonna stand in the day of judgment with bloody hands.
Bloody hands.
For all the sins that we did not reach out for. For all the misguidedness that we gave to those that did not receive Christ. And they was our assignment. Some of us we're gonna have bloody hands. I think that's another reason why God gonna have to dry our tears, because we gonna weep for all the souls that we lost.
I'm on here.
We're not only gonna weep for our loved ones that are gone that didn't make it in, but when we see the blood that's on our hands,
I'm on.
All because we wouldn't share the gospel. All because we wouldn't live holy. All because we wouldn't do right. How can we not cry that we made it into eternity?
Thank you, God.
And they did.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
thank
why
you.
The Apostle Paul charged Timothy. He said, I charge thee before God. That you make full proof of thy ministry. That's what we got to do. Make full proof of the ministry that God gave you. Do all that you can to work in the kingdom of God.
Thank you, God.
Do all that you can. And what you can't do, God sees. And what you can't fix, God, he know how to manage. But you got to do what you're supposed to do. And you'll see God with miracles.
Thank you,
in the midst that you can't, of the stuff that you can't do.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
All I know is little becomes much when you put it in the master's hand.
Yes.
You don't believe me? Ask the young boy that had two fishes to silo, two little fishes to silo the bread. All he had was a little meal.
Thank you, God.
He was playing and didn't eat his food while everybody else was eating their food. And he had some food left over.
Yeah.
But he placed it in the master's hand. And 5,000 people got fed that day. And there was baskets left over from the breaking. Because God knows how to take little and make much out of it. All you got to do is put it in his hand.
That's
put
it
in his hand.
That's it.
They have a plan for you and I, but we got to be placed in the master's hand.
Thank you, God.
There's purpose for your life.
Thank you.
And when you understand there's purpose for your life, you'll get up off your do-nothing and you'll start doing something.
I'm going to teach you.
When you understand that God didn't make you by accident.
That's right.
He already declared, I know my thoughts towards you, declares the Lord.
Yes, God.
Thoughts of good and not of evil.
Not of evil.
To give. They're going to eat that again. To give. I ain't selling it to you. I'm giving it to you.
To give you and expect it in. That's it.
There's some things that God wants to do for us.
Yes.
Will we let him do it?
Thank you, God.
Oftentimes, as a parent, we want to do certain things for our children, and we don't tell them about what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And then in the midst of something, they go and break bad and do something they ain't got no business doing.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know that we have been purposing in our heart for a while to bless them to do something right for them.
Because
they grow bad.
Thank you, God.
We couldn't do what we wanted to do for them anymore. We couldn't do it because they wasn't doing what they supposed to do. And because they wasn't doing what they supposed to do, they couldn't get what we had in store for them. They couldn't get it. They had to wait
Thank
on
you,
it.
God.
We had purpose in our heart to do it.
Thank you, God.
But because they was in the midst of doing wrong, we couldn't award them then, because we can't award bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The Glory to God. I remember this area that came out here and witnessed. Glory to God. Amen. I'm sorry. I was passing the place, and I just remember coming out here teaching outdoor witnessing in this area. Glory to God. Amen. I know where's our ears. Glory to God. I done started night driving. Amen. I got to get to my destination, but that's all right. I know God is on my side. Amen. God will be with us. God will use us.
Yes.
But we have to be made available. We have to make ourselves available.
Yes, God.
Amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes we get upset. And we want to say, well, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And we wonder why God don't use us.
Come on.
Amen. We wonder why God don't do this or that for us.
Uh-huh.
And what we got to realize is when I go into the kitchen and I'm ready to eat,
come on.
Uh-huh.
I'm only going to look for the dishes that's been cleaned. Y'all
come on,
talk to me.
Come on.
I'm not going to the dish sink, to the dishes that need to be washed. But I'm hungry right then.
Right then.
So I'm looking for that which has already been cleaned. Lord help today.
Come on here.
I'm looking for that which already been subject to the wash.
Come on now.
And see, we just want God to use us, but we won't let him wash us.
Come on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Come on,
with God. Even when you get ready to go out with your friends and what have you, and you're trying to discover what to put on, when you grab a garment that's been sitting over here in that towel, you take a good smell of it. You say, does it smell like something I want to wear? My Lord, help today. We need to smell like God. How you smell like God? I smell like God because I'm talking what God talking about. I'm talking about redemption. I'm talking about being set free. I'm talking about being delivered. That's how I smell like God. I began to talk about the things of God. Ooh, Lord, help today.
I'm on hell now.
Lord, help today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today, Lord. And so when I talk like God, walk like God, people don't pick up the Bible, which tells them about God. They can look at my life, and they can see God. They can see God in my action. They can see God in my doing. And they can see God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so we got to ask ourselves, what are we showing this world? What image are we showing them?
Thank you, Jesus.
We say we got the spirit of the living God live in us, but we're meaner than a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
How we got God in us and we won't smile. Somebody say good morning to us. Glory, hallelujah. Man, just say good morning.
You in the house today, teacher.
Glory, hallelujah. Can we talk to people normal?
That's right.
The Bible said the common sick man heard Jesus gladly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people may debate the nationality of this man, but Matthew was a tax collector. Zacchaeus said, I got to see who they talking about.
Hallelujah.
I've been hearing all this right. I know I'm a short seller. I'm going to climb up in the city because I got to see him for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I heard what they said. But what they said ain't really doing me no good. I need to get it for my oneself.
Okay.
And when we live a life that's worthy, somebody say, I appreciate you, preacher. I appreciate you, missionary. I appreciate you, sister. I appreciate your brother. But I need him for myself. from a watcher.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Woo! Jesus.
Help me stand for my oneself.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's only then can the people begin to really experience God for themselves, because they saw the joy of the Lord in you.
Amen.
They saw the spirit of holiness in you.
Yes.
They saw the spirit of love in you.
Yes.
They saw
yes,
the spirit of peace in you.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
They saw holiness in you. And because they saw it in you, someone remember who you used to be. Somebody remember you from way back when.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Somebody remember you back in the day when your words wasn't so kind and nice.
Come on.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
remember you back in the day.
Somebody. That's right.
When you said some words that you ain't proud about talking about them today. Somebody remember you then. Somebody remember you when your skirt was well over your knees.
Come on, huh?
Somebody remember you when you wouldn't say favor to anybody or anything. Somebody remember. Till today, Lord. Somebody know you. Amen,
you,
somebody.
Amen.
Somebody know you from way back when.
Amen.
And the beauty of it is, they say it already. If he can get right, I know I can get right.
I see.
If this person can get off of drugs,
come on,
and they couldn't go days without drugs, I know I don't need no drugs. If this person can begin to live holy,
come on, yeah.
I know I can live holy.
Okay, Jesus.
Why? Because I heard what they said.
Okay.
And I see from a oneself that God has truly made a difference in their life. Amen. My time is spent. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My time is spent. I want to thank y'all for bearing with me and waiting for me to arrive on the line today. I do again apologize for my tardiness. But I have given you what the Lord has given me.
Amen.
All I got to say is, now it's on you. I don't release
this. Amen.
I don't release this.
Come on now.
I done gave it.
Yeah.
I done gave it like he gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
And this. So now, it's on you. What you gonna do? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? You know, many times we can ask a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Huh?
You can ask. You can ask my son, who is Kenneth Bonnet? Or they may say which one, junior or senior. You can ask my mama, who is Kenneth Bonnet? And she'll say, that's my baby boy, my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask my brother, and he'll say, that's my big brother, the one that looked out for me when I couldn't look out for myself.
Come on,
you can ask my wife, glory to God, who is Kenneth Bonnet? And being that I am who I am, I'm still who called me to be.
Uh-huh.
She might say, that's my boo. I tell her, I ain't no ghost, but I'm sure enough is your man. Ah, glory to God. Amen.
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 So, who is the Holy Ghost to you?
Thank you, God.
Thank Some you, people God. Say, the Holy Ghost is what made me dance. That's all right. He made me dance too. Some may say, well, you know, he did something that told me not to go down the road. Well, he told me not to go down that road too. And I done been hard-headed more than once.
Uh-huh.
And when I got down there, I like, the Lord told me not to come down here. You still said uh-huh. something. But I realized that the other name for the Holy Spirit is something. Something told me. You pray it all the time. Well, if
that's
I
right.
would have followed my first mind, that was the Holy Spirit trying to lead you in a different direction, but you were hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-headed. We've been hard-headed. Can't say amen, just say ouch, 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 preacher. The truth is, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is he to you? He's my keeper. I found out that you truly can stay saved and you can live holy because the keeper, the comforter, the spirit of truth, he will seal you till that great day.
Thank you, God.
Mm. And that day, don't stop when you die.
Yeah.
He will stay with your dead body.
Amen.
There's no greater thing. They said there's some dogs to their owner that people that live out well nowhere else that owner can die and that dog will sit down and lay right there until somebody come and get it. That dog won't leave because that dog faithful. It been with that owner all that time. It done walked with the owner, ate with the owner. And so even though they done died, that dog will sit right there and just wait. Well, I ain't comparing the Holy Spirit to a dog because he's showing up better than a dog. But he'll sure treat me, show me how to be faithful like a dog. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
A good dog is faithful. Mm. I know we don't like that term. You don't want to be compared to a dog, but a good dog is faithful.
Yes, sir.
A good dog don't run away because you forget to feed it one day. I learned some things by my dog King. I don't care what King eating. I don't care how good it is. King could be eating a bone. I say, King, he'll stop. He'll stop chewing. He'll look at me. If I spend my hand towards him, the bone is set down, and he comes straight to me. He'll come right there to me. He lets me know, although you feed me, I love you not because you feed me, because I like the bone. The bone is good. But your presence is more. It means more to me. So it don't matter what I'm doing. If you call me, I'm coming. I just want to know, can anyone of us say that the presence of God is greater? That if God calls us, that we can put down whatever we got our teeth sunk into and just run to him and just give him who we are so we can abide in his presence. Well, see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He allows us to glow or to bask, or to just simmer in the presence of God. He'll do it. Well, saints, I'm definitely over my time, and I respect your time, and I don't want to take no more time from you than I should. I want to say thank you. Forgive me for going over. Please forgive me. Don't hold nothing against me. If you do, you don't die. With unforgiveness, don't die. You might keep on living. I love all you with the love of Christ. God bless you. I'm going to miss the rest of what's going on because I'm going to get inside the sanctuary here. I'm already late. Program here has already started, so I need to get on inside. I love all of you. Thank you again. Look forward to those of you that will join us tomorrow night. I'll do more
do my best to do more teaching than just preaching. But we're going to be dealing all month long, talking about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Because when we deal with the person of the Holy Spirit, we have to deal with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Holy Spirit, wow, that alone is a topic all by itself, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we saw it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, verse 3 there. It said, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. And God said, let there be light. And so in the moving of the Holy Spirit, illumination to every dark situation, every unformed, every broken area begin to transform and be revealed. God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Once again, love all of you until we meet again. And to those of you that were there to join, call in tomorrow night on Motivational Monday. I look forward to seeing you then. God bless you. God keep you. And you're in the hands of whomever has the mic at this time to take you into the fellowship bonus time. Amen.
Amen. And that Amen. Was a good message, Pastor Bonnet.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor
Bonnet. Amen. Thank you all.
God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Before we get into our takeaways tonight, this afternoon, I should say, but there are people that are listening. It's nighttime. But we'll go ahead and do our Bloodhound of Scripture real quick first, and then we'll get into our takeaways. All right? So who will be able to tell us where this scripture is that we had from last week? And here it is.
My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body.
We find here that somebody says that his wife's breath is strange unto him. Basically, whoever this person is, his wife won't even kiss him. So, we'll hear that once again. Amen.
My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body.
And you notice this person also entreats who? His wife, obviously, in the verse, for his children's sake. He's wanting his wife to get over her snit and kiss him and love him, but she is not willing because he's entreating even though it's for his children's sake. Amen. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body.
Okay, anybody know where that verse is to be found?
I think it's Job 19:17.
That's exactly correct.
Amen.
Job 19:17. Good job.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, it is.
Woo, she got that right off. All right. All right, and here's the verse you'll have to sniff out by next week.
Okay.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was of pure gold. as it were, transparent glass.
Oh, boy, and just think, if each of those gates were just one pearl, can you imagine the oyster that made that pearl? Hallelujah. And we'll hear that verse once again.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was of pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
And imagine gold so pure that it's like transparent glass. Amen. And we'll hear that verse one last time for our listeners' sake.
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl, was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen. All right, so what do we got for takeaways from today's message? Amen.
Yeah, this is Evangelist Clayton. Truly, the joy of the Lord is my strength today, amen. And I take so much away. There was so much meat on that plate today. Amen. To God be the glory. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. And whom shall I fear? Amen. That light, amen, that Holy Spirit, divine light shine within. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I serve an almighty God. And he simplified to let us know. Amen. The teaching today was so exemplified. It was so awesome. Amen. And it just shows us how we need to line up and get this thing right. He even spoke of the love, you know, spoke about love and peace and joy, you know, gentleness and goodness and long-suffering, amen, and faith and meekness and temperance and such and on up. But we just got to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we have to have the Holy Spirit reigning, ruling, and abiding in us. Amen. This is a daily walk. This is a daily journey. Is it a cleanup? This cleans us up. You know, we feel dirty right, but we got to be clean. So I'm just so overwhelmed. You know, you ask the Lord, Lord, hide thy word within my heart. This coming out of Psalm 119 and verse 11. Hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. I want him to hide his word completely within me. Write it plainly on the table of my heart that I might not sin against him. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm so grateful for the message today. Amen. From the pastor today, teaching on this journey is a learning journey, and we're in a learning mode. So want to learn about the Holy Spirit and how we as individual, amen, can thrive, amen, and let the Holy Spirit rise within us, amen. To God be glory. You can't go on your Cadillac. You can't go on your Eldorado. You can't go on your Navigator system. We got to let God be our map quest. He's our map quest today. And I give God the glory and the praise, amen, to God be glory, just to sit, amen, and to learn on this journey. I'm in work in progress. And I thank God for working on my building, being my guide in life, and being the driving force in my life. I truly enjoy the teaching today on this journey. It's a teaching journey. It's a tedious journey, the songwriter said. It's a tedious journey, but are you willing to learn? Are you willing, amen, to tell somebody about somebody that saved you? And that could do the same thing for your neighbors, your community, for those, amen, that's lost along the way. I'm blessed by the message today. God bless each and every one of you, and that we continue to learn on this journey that we're on. And I pray my strength continually in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, anybody else?
Huh?
Yes, yes.
I just want to thank God just for the preaching of the word, and just thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our keeper. The Holy Spirit will keep us and lead us and direct our path and which way we should go. So I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit tells us even to forgive, because if we can't forgive, we can't the Lord forgive us. So I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. And thank God for the word today. That's my takeaway for today.
Amen. And I'm going to kind of throw in my takeaway right now is when he was talking about Ananias and Sapphira, when they were sitting there telling about, well, we sold the land for so much, and here they had been lying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. As he pointed out, they weren't just lying to men. They were lying to the Holy Ghost, lying to God, which proves the Holy Spirit is God. So that takes care of that nonsense when people say, well, the Holy Spirit isn't God. Well, right there, that's proof that the Holy Spirit is God. So they were lying to God, and it took care of that. And you lie to God, there ain't no three strikes, you're out. It's one strike, you're dead. So, amen. That's my takeaway for today. Okay, anybody else that would like to give their takeaway?
No, ma'am, you sure can't. You sure can't.
You can't lie to the Holy Spirit.
Holy sermon.
Amen.
All right. We're going once, going twice. Six, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, what do you got for a takeaway, Six?
My takeaway is to listen to it again.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that takeaway. Listen to it again. Amen.
I wouldn't mind listening to it again either. But
The
story about the Holy Spirit is wonderful.
Well, for those that wish to listen to it again, Six, why don't you tell them how they could go about doing that?
If you have an Android, download the iHeart app on your phone. And once you have that downloaded, you enter Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space, radio, RADIO. And in the top corner, you press subscribe, and you'll have us 7 days a week. For the Apple users, same thing in the search. Type in Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space, radio, RADIO. Same thing in the top right corner, join, and you'll have us on demand. Amen.
Amen. And, of course, then once you do that, you can listen to the Sunday Gospel Show on a Thursday morning, if you like, or Thursday at midnight. So, anytime you wish, at your desire, right there at your fingertips, have Six Eyes Radio. And you'll be able to enjoy. And if you wish to make a love gift to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, for you, it is free to listen to, dear listener, but for us, it does have a cost for us to keep this great programming on the air, and we would appreciate a love gift from you, and it is also a way for you to give back to God. So, there are several options for you. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, SIXEYES, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, enter $ SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. In both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you for your love gift. And if you wish to send a check or money order, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested. And then just in the body of your email, just indicate you're wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need the pay to and snail mail information for that check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much for your love gift. Amen. All right. We're going to get Evangelist Clayton. Let me get the name there and my tongue untied there. Message was so good, sometimes I get a little choked up there. Evangelist Clayton, we're going to give you the opportunity to give us a closing prayer here, and then we'll be out of here and catch everybody tomorrow night for Motivational Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how on this beautiful day, God, a day, Lord, that you have blessed us on the seventh day of May 2023, God. Lord, you have equipped us mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to sign in, God, and to eat and drink from your table, Father God, learning of your word, God, on the Holy Spirit, God, and your creation, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No other help that we know, but all of our help coming from thee, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to bless the man of God, Pastor Barney, Father God, and Lady Barney, Father God, that you bless them even the most, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody but you, God, can do it the way that you do it, Father God. Bless the Six Eyes Radio crew, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless the listening ears, God, and those, God, that may be going through experiencing sickness, Father God, or illness, God, or going through doctor's appointment procedures, God. Only like you can, God. You are already on duty, God. You're already on call, God. But, Lord, we bless your holy name, God. You massage the hearts of those that's going through the loss of loved ones, Father God. And we know, God, that you're able to do all things exceedingly and above all we ask or think. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the Six Eyes Radio Network, Father God, Monday through Sundays, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for no other help that we know, God, we ask, Lord, that you bless it even more, God. Bless, Father God, Ms. Wolfgang and his wife, God, and the family, God, and all those affiliated, associated, and related, God. And, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. And, Lord, we ask that you bless the tables today, God, the food, our preparation, the hand that prepared it, God, for the nourishment of our bodies, Father God. We ask, Lord, to bless thee going out, bless thee coming in, and continue to order thy steps in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. In the benediction, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the church say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. All right, and we'll catch you all tomorrow night at 9 p.m. for Motivational Monday. God bless everybody. Have a good evening.
God bless. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you all. This much. God bless.